USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives is now in custody after being captured in Mexico. 48-year-old Octaviano Juarez Cuero had been on the run since Memorial Day 2006 after allegedly shooting two people and wounding three others at a Milwaukee picnic, according to the FBI. The FBI adding the alleged shooter to their list in 2021, and they were able to track him down last week in Guadalajara, Mexico. He now faces multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Several units of American troops being deployed to Eastern Europe are now on the ground in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to a threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the Olympics continue in Beijing, a protest taking place in Washington, D.C. on Saturday afternoon across from the White House, a group of Uyghurs, an ethnic minority native to northwest China, denounced the games. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared the situation to what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The United States led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics by several countries in protest of China's record of human rights violations. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying he's not watching the Olympics as a protest. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%, the highest level since the pandemic began in February 2020. As far as what these numbers mean, chief economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC.
Employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire. And it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market. Early days, but a very positive sign.
A former Home Depot employee is facing charges in a counterfeit scheme that netted nearly $400,000. Adrian Pinda was taken into custody last week for reportedly swapping out $387,500 of the store's cash with counterfeit money. The former employee working as a vault associate at Home Depot's Tempe, Arizona location. He's accused of taking the money from deposits and replacing it with fake cash during his shifts over a 3-year period. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.